Welcome to Ariana's introduction to hydroelectricity. What is hydroelectricity? Hydroelectricity is a renewable energy source generated by flowing water, causing a turbine to rotate, powering a generator. Since hydroelectricity is a renewable resource, it has numerous benefits. These benefits are reducing risk of flooding, and low pollution since it's powered by water, unlike other energy sources like coal and nuclear energy that pollutes the air with carbon dioxide. Like other energy sources, hydroelectricity does contribute to global warming. Although it contributes to global warming, it produces less carbon dioxide than other energy sources. The contribution to global warming mainly comes from clearing land in order to create the hydroelectric dams. In order for them to create the dams, the workers have to cut down trees, and when they cut down the trees, it releases carbon dioxide into the atmosphere, creating global warming. Hydroelectricity also provides environmental impacts. Homes and habitats are being destroyed in order for workers to create the dams. This is occurring because the workers have to have space for the reservoir to reduce flooding. The hydroelectric dams can also have negative effects on the community and environment around it. These effects are landslides, and since the current of the flowing water is really fast, if your kids fell into it, then that would be bad too. Anybody falling into it would be bad. So you don't want that to happen. That's a risk for the community. Some of these risks have been brought up in China at St. George's Dam. It has been causing some issues for their community. The risks in the community have brought out different stakeholders discussing the issues and their opinions on the topics. Environmentalists discuss the risks of increased mudslides and earthquakes and those creating geological impacts. The environmentalists also discussed the lack of biodiversity that would occur if the dam was built because the species of fish in the water and they're not able to go back up to their habitat. And to create the reservoir for the dam, that would create negative impacts on other animals' other animals' homes and would cause them to have to leave their homes, and they would either die or have to start all over again, which is not a good thing for species. Another stakeholder that is against building the dam are farmers and residents who will lose their homes from the reservoirs for the flood reserve parts. And they'll lose 23,000 acres of farmland and hundreds of homes. And that's just to create the reservoir. And if they don't leave, then the government will force them to leave. Another stakeholder that is actually for the building of the hydroelectric dam in China is the government. And the government is for this because it generates lots of money from the electricity and selling it to different countries all over the world. And then another reason they're for it is because it's low cost, because it's a renewable resource and it's just the flowing water creating the electricity. So it'd be a low cost resource then there's coal, and you have to actually take the time and effort to mine the coal and then transport it. And then another reason for the dam to be built, the government wants to build it, is because across the reservoir you can transport things easier on boats, and then cargo ships can come and deliver stuff to China. So from hearing these factors of for or against the building of the hydroelectric dam in China, it ended up being built because of the power of the government and how the residents and farmers and environmentalists didn't have a big enough impact on the decision of making it. It was held back a few years, though, in the process of building it, but then the government finally got the approval to build it. So, I hope you enjoyed my podcast. So, on hydroelectricity, just a quick introduction about it and a couple examples about different people and hydroelectric dams that and the effects on it. Hope you enjoyed my podcast. Bye.